Sunlight flares over the blue haze of the Earth's atmosphere, and light bounces off the planet's surface as it rotates. A word wraps around it as fiery dots spread across the continents: universal. Light slides along the letters as more words appear. www.universalstudios.com. Words appear over a full moon set against a pinky blue sky. Universal Family and Home Entertainment Production presents, in association with Bagdasarian Productions, LLC. Words appear. Alvin and the Chipmunks meet the Wolfman. Gnarled bare trees in a wood are silhouetted against a silver full moon. A chipmunk dressed in a maroon jumper with a yellow letter A across the front runs wide-eyed among the trees, which resemble monsters. The chipmunk Alvin hides behind a tree. The bulging eye of an animal scans around. Alvin runs deeper into the woods. He stumbles and falls flat on his front. As he turns, he sees a wolfman with red eyes towering over him. Alvin wakes in bed. Dave crashes to the ceiling.
Who was it this time, Alvin?
It was Wolfman.
Nuts.
I knew it. Two more Wolfman nightmares. And Theodore owes me a new Bunsen burner.
Wait a minute, guys. Let's stay up a while and play.
Alvin, it's late.
Okay, I admit it. I'm freaked out. It's our new neighbor, Mr. Talbot? Exactly. His dog was howling again. That always spooks me.
Face it, Alvin. It's because you watch monster movies late at night.
Dave, has anyone talked to you about your dandruff?
I mean it, Alvin. This is getting way out of hand. Now, back to sleep, everybody. You've got school tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. School. How am I ever going to get to sleep?
Here, Alvin. You can sleep with my bunny.
Oh, please. What do you take me for?
Oh.
Wait!
Alvin pulls the bunny toy out of Theodore's arms and lays it on his pillow. He checks on Simon, who's fast asleep, then on Theodore, who's sleeping with a teddy bear. As Alvin rests his head on his pillow, he sees Theodore's bunny staring at him with bulging eyes. He turns the bunny over.
Oh.
Alvin's wide-eyed on hearing the howling at breakfast.
Wake up, Alvin. Hey, how's the rehearsal coming on the school play?
What? Oh, fine.
Dave, I don't feel so good. I think I got a fever.
Nice try, Theodore. Next time, wipe off the oatmeal.
Oh, okay.
Whoa, time to go, guys. Come on, here are your lunches.
No tomatoes, right?
Nope, no tomatoes.
And no avocados, right, Dave?
As requested.
Since when don't you like avocados?
Since Nathan's been stealing my lunch. He hates avocados.
Oh, silly me. You wouldn't want to offend your attacker.
Have a good day, fellas.
Fat chance. We're going to school.
Alvin stops outside their neighbor's dark house.
There's something creepy about that Mr. Talbot.
I'm sure he says the same thing about you.
Simon and Theodore walk on. Alvin looks up at the gothic house as a window shutter flaps in the wind. A figure appears at a window, then disappears.
No one must learn my horrible secret that I, kind, beloved Dr. Henry Jekyll, have perfected a formula which can turn me into the evil, cruel
clutches his throat after drinking the formula.
Simon, what are you trying to do? Poison me?
No, cut!
Relax, Alvin. It's all just colored water. Except for the pink stuff from your thermos.
Oh, man! That's been in there for months! I just got it back from Lost and Found.
Oops.
Alvin, please! The cardinal rule of the theater is... Anyone? Hello?
Huh?
Well, then let me tell you! Always remain in character, okay? Even when drinking old pink stuff from your lunchbox!
Yeah, but that stuff...
Now remember, you are an actor! Okay, now we're gonna take it again, right? From the top! And Theodore, Teddy, darling, remember, there are no small parts, okay? But you must commit, child. Be proud of your Thunder Man. Let it roar!
Remember what I said, Theodore. You hurt my ears with that thunder, and I'm gonna hurt you next time. Oh, and from now on, more mayonnaise on my sandwich.
Sorry, Eleanor.
Theodore hides.
Theodore, don't let Nathan bully you. It's not like I give him permission.
Nathan whacks Theodore's head with a broomstick.
Hello? What's that supposed to be? Your costume. Oh, no. You are so off. I'm supposed to be a girl named Willa who cries a lot.
You're a weeping willow, Brittany.
Are you saying I am a tree?
I'm afraid so, Brittany.
No, Mr. Rochelle!
Brittany trips.
Mr. Rochelle, I've got an idea. What if, when I'm mixing the potion, instead of using this stuff, I use these? It's an official Madame Rhea mad scientist set. I got it through the mail. Pretty cool, huh?
Yes, cool. Alvin, answer me this, will you? Will using these test tubes allow you to reach deep inside yourself and find the humanity within the mad chipmunk scientist?
I don't know, but it'll be a lot scarier. Trust me.
Alvin mixes a potion.
Alvin, wait! You shouldn't mix unknown chemicals. Excuse me, but who's the mad scientist around here? But look out!
Simon hides and covers his ears. Alvin's first green drop of liquid falls into a glass of bubbling pink and purple liquid.
That looks like it's coming from the school. Oh, please don't ring. Hello? Principal Milliken, how nice to hear you.
What?
It's been what, 5 days since your last... Was it only yesterday? Time sure flies when... Well, of course I'll come right over. Oh.
Dave's at school.
Miss Milliken, I am really sorry about what happened today. I'm sure it was just an accident, but if there's anything Alvin or I can do...
Don't worry about it. The school board passed a special bond issue last year just to cover damages caused by Alvin. Besides, I'm about to take early retirement. Ooh, lucky me! Alvin will be somebody else's problem.
You're retiring? Why, you don't look a day over 50.
I'm 31!
Oh.
This is what having Alvin for a student has done to me. However, now that you're here, it's Theodore I'm worried about.
Theodore?
Come with me.
Huh?
The principal shows Dave the school auditorium.
Uh-huh.
students clean up Green Gunge. Nathan grabs Theodore's mop.
Cut it out, Nathan! Let's go!
Theodore falls into Gunge.
Hey!
I don't blame you, but Theodore's got to learn to fight his own battles.
So that's why he doesn't want to come to school.
Nathan's a bully, but Theodore won't come to me and complain, so there's not much I can do.
Nathan watches Theodore mopping up. Nathan's about to fire Gunge at Theodore using a pea shooter. Alvin cuts a rope and a dangling sandbag falls, landing on Nathan's foot. The Gunge ricochets off a lamp and splats on his forehead.
Oh, Nathan, watch out for those stage weights. They're really heavy. You okay, Theodore?
Yeah. Thanks, Alvin.
I will say this for Alvin. He sticks up for his little brother.
It kind of makes it easier to forgive him for blowing up the auditorium, doesn't it?
No.
At night.
I just feel so sorry for Nathan. He must come from a very unloving family. You know, I don't care if he comes from a pack of angry wolves.
Wolves?
Oh, but Brittany.
Oh, please.
This compassion you feel for all mankind is sickening, Jeanette.
I wonder why Nathan picks on you so much, Theodore.
Beats me. Maybe he just doesn't like me.
Did you guys hear that?
Hear what?
Someone's behind us.
So what? It's a public sidewalk.
Maybe it's Nathan.
I don't hear anything.
Alvin, it was just your imagination.
Maybe. And maybe not.
Simon pulls Alvin away. Jeanette looks up at the sky.
Seems a little dark tonight, doesn't it?
Oh, it's probably just the fog. I hate fog.
It's merely condensed water vapor suspended.
Like I care. It's creepy, and it makes my hair frizz.
Now what?
It sounded like breathing. What's that?
Alvin, there's nothing.
Monster!
They all run. The Chipettes run into their house. The chipmunks damage flowering shrubs as they cut through their neighbor Mr. Talbot's garden. They run into Dave's house and close the front door behind them.
Hey, guys, just in time for...
Quiet! It's out there!
What's out there?
Something big and hairy and... hungry! Like that scene from Invasions of the Pet People!
Oh, man.
Don't answer it!
Alvin, let go! I can't breathe!
Can I help you?
Mr. Seville, my name is Talbot. Lawrence Talbot. I'm your new neighbor.
Mr. Talbot, it's a pleasure to meet you. Won't you come in?
No, thank you. Your kids just trampled all over an irreplaceable specimen of aconitum planted in my flower bed.
I'm so sorry. If there's anything we can possibly do to make it up...
You can stay away from me and stay off my property.
Mr. Talbot, there's no need to shout. The boys were scared by something they saw and it...
What? What did they see?
Nothing, really. Mr. Talbot, are you sure you're all right?
I'm sorry. It's just that the plant was very dear to me, and someone in this house wakes me up with their screaming every night.
That's Alvin. He says your dog wakes him up with its howling.
I don't own a dog.
Then what are you doing with all those bones?
How did you know I had bones?
I didn't until just now.
Alvin, please. I'm so sorry, Mr. Talbot.
I have to go. Please excuse my behavior tonight. I'm not myself.
Of course. And please, if...
Your lasagna's burning.
Oh, no. Dinner.
Good night.
Alvin turns to Simon.
I'm telling you, that guy creeps me out.
How do you know I was making lasagna?
Well, Betty by time.
Alvin! We need to talk.
Oh.
You guys want to wait in the den?
Oh, do we have a choice?
Nope.
Then we'd love to.
Hello?
David!
Calm down, Miss Miller. What's wrong with the girls?
Alvin! Come on!
In just a moment. Oh, I can't wait to see if the mummy makes the football team.
Aren't you afraid this'll rot your brain? Too late.
In addition to being a fine example of cinematic art, today's film makes an important point. Monsters can pop up anywhere. College, the supermarket, even your own home.
She's right.
That is why you need Madame Reyes' Monster Book of Monster Facts. For only $13.95, you can learn all there is to know about monsters so you can protect yourself. For instance, did you know that werewolves are allergic to spandex? Maybe that's why you've never seen your mailman wearing bike shorts. Huh? Bike shorts! The old lady across the street, really dry skin or a mummy? Now you can tell the difference. This may be the most important book you ever buy, because I'm telling you, monsters are everywhere. 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 Plus, if you order now, I will include this amulet. Doesn't do anything, but I got a real good deal on them from my cousin.
Ooh, that's pretty.
Just $18.95. Order today before my overinsured warehouse has a mysterious fire. Ooh, 1-800-4-RAYA. You must be 18 to call, but don't worry about it, we don't ask. That's 1-800-4.
Huh? Hey, Simon, that's enough of that. Oh, yeah? Don't you get it? She's right. There's a monster on our own block. Oh, please. Clean your glasses, pal. Footsteps in the fog. Howling at night. Oh, there's a monster around here, all right. And you know who I think it is? Mr. Talbot. Oh, Alvin. Why don't you guys believe me? Behold.
A book.
What's that? Mrs. Johnson, Mr. Haskell, the milkman, Father O'Malley, the lunch lady, the paperboy, the... Enough already! Who are these people? Just a few of the hundreds you've accused of being a werewolf, mummy, vampire, or she-wolf. Just about everyone in town is in here, Alvin. Except Dave.
Dave! Of course!
No! Dave!
Alvin! That was Miss Miller. She has a house full of screaming chipettes. Would you like to tell me why?
Who's in the mood for lasagna?
Dave enters the chipmunk's bedroom with an empty box and sets about clearing monster-related items.
Dave, what are you doing?
This monster mania of yours has gotten completely out of control. As of now, your monster days are over.
What?
No movies, no models, no Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. You're going cold turkey.
Sorry, Mr. Rochelle, but Mr. Sibyl and I agree that it's for Alvin's own good.
But what about the good of the play? I mean, Alvin knows Mr. Hyde. Alvin lives Mr. Hyde. Alvin is Mr. Hyde.
Yes, well, that's the whole problem.
Mr. Rochelle, I could do it.
Why, thank you, Nathan. Miss Milligan, please tell me you have someone else in mind.
As a matter of fact, yes. Someone whose self-esteem could use a little boost.
Listen, Lord, with all your...
Theodore. Okay. good. Theodore, I am going to make you a star.
I'm telling you, I can't do it. Sure you can, Theodore. I'll help you.
We all will.
That's why Mr. Rochelle is having me play Dr. Jekyll and you the evil Mr. Hyde.
Dave, do you really think I'm the Mr. Hyde type?
Well, maybe this'll help you get in touch with that part of yourself.
Come on, Theodore. It'll be fun. We'll have scenes together. And you're sure Alvin's okay with this?
Let's just say he's doing as well as can be expected.
In the chipmunk's bedroom.
All alone. No friends. No family. No monsters. The walls are closing in on me. I can't breathe. I can't think. What'll I do? How can I survive? Cool. A candy mint.
Alvin pops the candy into his mouth and sits on the window seat.
Bye, Theodore. Bye, Eleanor.
A delivery van driver hands Theodore a package.
Here you go, son.
Thank you. Oh, yes! Life is worth living! Theodore, that's for me. I'll take it. Well, it's not monster stuff, is it? Theodore, that really hurts. That book, How to Find Happiness in a Monster-Free World, is an important part of my therapy.
Oh, wow, okay.
Hook it on, pal. Time's a-wasting.
Alvin reels the package up using a fishing rod.
Come to Papa.
It's the Monster Book of Monster Facts. Alvin chucks the accompanying shiny crystal amulet out of the window. It hits the back of Theodore's head.
Ow!
Theodore picks it up.
Hey! I'll bet Eleanor would like this.
Monster check? Oh, well, that is just fine. I'm on a monster-free diet, and you have the nerve, Spreadle. Hey, aren't I entitled to a phone call?
Simon checks Alvin.
My. I can explain. Of course you can.
A wind-up eyeball walks off.
You've left me nothing.
The eyeball walks back to Alvin. Simon picks it up.
Take off the shoes.
Simon finds a set of chattering teeth under Alvin's baseball cap. Simon checks Alvin's shoes. More monster items tumble out of them and fall into a box, which is quickly filling up.
Oh, here. You forgot a piece of my heart.
Alvin waits for Simon to leave, then takes his magic book from behind a cushion and flicks through it.
Hey. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh. Uh-huh.
He comes across a page with a photo of a werewolf-headed cane, similar to the one used by Mr. Talbot. A shadowy arm reaches out and shakes Simon, who's sleeping in his bed.
Shh! Simon, it's me, Alvin.
Glad to meet you. Now may I go back to sleep?
Alvin pulls Simon's head.
Simon, our dear Mr. Talbot is a werewolf, and I'm not gonna rest till I prove it. And apparently, neither am I. Are you in or in? Given those choices, I'm in. But on one condition. If we prove he's not a werewolf, you give up this whole monster craziness.
Simon ponders.
Deal.
They shake hands. Alvin holds up a torch as Simon scours the garden with a magnifying glass.
There's something wicked out there. We feel it in the air. It whispers, come and find me if you dare. We sense disaster lurking. Must save our neighborhood. This monster must be stopped for good.
Theodore puts on his costume. A claw appears from behind a clothes rail and pulls it off. The claw belongs to a smirking Nathan. Eleanor helps Theodore rehearse lines. Simon and Alvin walk past cobwebs as they search Mr. Talbot's dark attic. Mr. Talbot appears from his flower bed and pricks his finger on a thorn. The chipmunks examine the blood through a magnifying glass. They pin up wanted posters with a photo of a werewolf. One poster flies away and lands on Mr. Talbot's door. The chipmunks spot a werewolf-headed cane in his house. Theodore trips and spills potion over his head. Alvin spots a paw print cloud across a full moon.
We're bound on a mission. We'll keep on searching. Bound on a mission, whether by day or moonlight.
Simon's dozing in front of a blackboard featuring a werewolf equation. Alvin, who's pacing the room, frowns at him and crosses his arms. The two chipmunks appear in Madame Rea's crystal ball. They walk in darkness past colorful eyes which stare at them. In the morning, Alvin reads from his book of magic facts.
Simon, it all fits together. Listen to this. Even a man who is pure at heart and says his prayers by night may become a wolf when the wolfbane blooms and the autumn moon is bright. Your point, all right? Let me spell it out for you. What is it Mr. Talbot has planted in his hedge and flower beds? Is that your toughest question? Specimens of aconitum, of course, otherwise known as monk's hood, or, go on, say it, wolfsbane, which, as anyone knows, keeps werewolves away.
Hey, fellas, have you guys seen... Hey, what are you guys up to?
Oh, nothing much. Just going for a world's record. Yes, that's right. It's the most consecutive tic-tac-toe games ending in a draw.
Oh, well, listen, have you seen Theodore?
Yeah, I think he was in the backyard.
Oh.
They spin the board back.
Thanks.
When we find my glasses, remind me to kill you.
Outside.
That's right, my dear. It is I, Edward Hyde. Gaze well upon my face, for it is the face of... Gaze well upon my face, for it is the face of... Gaze well upon my face.
For it is the face of evil.
He sees Dave.
Theodore, are you okay?
Simon's lying on his bed writing. Alvin pops up and throws his magic facts book beside him.
Look, it's right here. It says, many werewolves carry symbols of wolves. Do you remember Mr. Talbot's cane? The one with the wolf head? Yes, I do. He might even have wolf baseball caps and little ceramic wolf figurines and souvenir wolf jelly jars. Oh, I'm happy you're amused. The handle is made of silver. Why? Because silver kills werewolves. What's your theory? That he plans to club himself to death?
Alvin checks his book.
Please, Alvin, let's face it. Nothing we found proves that Mr. Talbot is a werewolf. Oh, yeah? What about this? The mark of the wolf. Every werewolf has one.
Theodore.
Sorry, I was practicing my lines. And I guess you just surprised me.
I didn't mean to scare you. I just wanted you to hear how the next line should be read.
Oh, you did it great, Dave. But I'm just not scary.
Just think about Mr. Hyde and how he feels. Part man, part monster. Angry at the world. Different from everyone else.
That sounds like Nathan.
Okay, then. Think about Nathan. Say the lines the way you think he would.
Theodore ponders, then reads his lines.
Gaze well upon my face, my dear, for it is the face of evil.
Ha ha! Whoa! I scared myself!
Great job, Theodore. Oh, hi, Mr. Talbot.
Hello.
Dave? Right now, so I'm gonna hurry and do something I've been afraid to do, okay?
Sounds great, Theodore, and congratulations.
Oops!
I'll get it.
Thanks!
Hurry, it's getting dark.
So, all we have to do is get a look at Talbot's paws, hands, and then that's it. Over, finished. I am through. What did you mean? I am done with this ridiculous werewolf hunt. I have other things to do with my time, such as homework, learning my lines for the play, helping Dave with the attic, getting, well, aren't we the responsible one? Oh, fine. Stick 'em up, Buster.
Theodore runs to the Chipettes' house, the amulets in his pocket.
Yes? Oh, Theodore! Hi. I wanted to give this to you for helping me with the play. Oh, Theodore, it's beautiful! Yeah, so, bye. Bye.
Eleanor takes the amulet necklace and waves goodbye. Theodore walks alone along the dark, windy street.
Alvin? Simon? Is that you? All right, guys. Now this isn't funny. You know I'm afraid of the dark.
Let me get this straight. All this from a game of tic-tac-toe?
Well, we're using the European rules. Gets awfully rough.
Alvin and Simon are disheveled from their fight. Panting Theodore arrives.
Night, Dave!
Theodore, what's wrong? What happened to your hand?
I was
coming back from Eleanor's, and I got bit by a dog. A really big one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here, let me see it. Well, it doesn't look too bad. Let's go clean it up. Did you recognize the dog?
No.
Well, don't worry about it. I'm sure we'll find it. You're being awfully brave, Theodore.
Thank you.
A full moon hangs in the inky sky outside the chipmunk's bedroom. In his bed, Theodore tosses around in his sleep. He kneels on his bed, gritting his teeth, and waves his arms. A pink stain resembling a paw print appears on the bandage of his wounded hand.
Here you go, fellas. Cereal, grapefruit, whole wheat toast.
Can I have steak?
Mm-hmm.
Medium rare?
Pretty funny, Theodore.
He sniffs his cereal, then sniffs food in the fridge.
Yeah! Mincemeat!
He eats mincemeat from a jar with his finger.
Yuck! This is like raisins and stuff!
Well, yeah, it's just... Uh-oh! Time to go, fellas.
The clock reads 7:50.
Here you go, Simon. Alvin, no tomatoes. And Theodore here...
Steak sandwich?
Theodore, you don't eat meat, remember?
I don't?
No.
Theodore carries his lunch bag.
Come on, Teddy old boy. Race you to school. Tag, you're it. Now you're it.
Theodore super speeds past.
Is that Theodore? Must be the mincemeat.
No, I am serious. He is terrible, I tell you. He's just terrible. There is not a scary bone in his body.
You're forgetting. We're doing this to improve his self-esteem.
Oh, well, what about my self-esteem, sister? My name is on this turkey, too. I will be the laughingstock of the elementary school theatrical director's bowling league. Do you hear me?
Let's watch. Then we'll talk. Shh.
No one must learn my horrible secret that I, kind, beloved Dr. Henry Jekyll, have perfected a formula which can turn me into the evil, cruel Mr. Hyde. Oops.
Oh, no! I'm changing!
Theodore appears.
Go!
Eleanor.
Henry?
No, my dear. I am not Henry. I am Edward Hyde.
But I don't know you.
No. But you will, my dear. You will gaze upon this face, for it is the face of evil.
Eleanor, Brittany, and Alvin shake with fear.
He seems to be shaping up nicely.
Mm-hmm. Hi, guys.
Alvin, you are bending my twigs.
Oh, Theodore, that was incredible. Gee, thanks, Eleanor.
Incredible, huh?
Nathan pulls the rug from under Theodore's feet, but trips as Theodore jumps off.
Nathan, are you okay?
I guess so. I gotta admit, that was a nice move.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? It was like that all day. I was the first one in my PE class to climb the rope, and then I beat everybody in the sprints, and then
Sounds like you had a great day.
Yeah, I really did.
That's terrific, Theodore. I'm really proud of you.
The chipmunks are sleeping in their beds at night. A shadowy figure looms at the end of Simon's bed. It's Alvin.
Are you ever going to let me get a good night's sleep? All right, maybe it's not Mr. Talbot, but there's a werewolf around here somewhere. I can feel it. Alvin!
What?
There is no werewolf. But Simon, I repeat after me. There is no, underline no, werewolf. Say it. All right. There is no, that's it. That's it. Nice boy, Theodore. Theodore!
Theodore has become a werewolf boy. He licks Alvin's face, then grabs Alvin's doll with his teeth and shakes it about.
Hey, that's me!
Alvin tosses Simon's look-alike doll at him.
He's like a puppy. A werewolf puppy. A non-housebroken werewolf puppy. No, 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 Theodore! Bad boy! I hope your mop is handy, because it's on your side of the room. Sorry, but this is your side of the room. Observe, the lava lamp is clearly the dividing line. Theodore, no!
Theodore falls out of the open window. He lands on his feet and scampers around the garden, sniffing around him. Alvin and Simon follow him.
There he is!
In a bin.
What a mess!
Hey, who's out there? I got a lemon zester here and I'm not afraid to use it.
Meow! No!
Alvin puts his hand over Theodore's mouth. He and Simon then carry Theodore.
Easy, toy. Easy.
In their bedroom.
You know, he's actually sort of cute. Hey, I'll bet this is why he's great at sports all of a sudden and acting scary. I wonder what it's going to be like having a werewolf for a brother.
Theodore is surrounded by his friends. He spins and turns into evil Hyde.
Little brother, Mr. Hyde, how come you're at the moon?
Lights in the neighborhood flick on as Theodore howls at the window. Theodore stands with Mr. Rochelle pointing to his script, then flings his papers and walks off, knocking back Alvin, who's holding a glass of pink potion. Theodore has chewed the bodies of Alvin and Simon's look-alike dolls. Under a spotlight, he flexes his muscles beside Eleanor. Theodore's baby face transforms, and with pointy ears, a furry face, and jagged teeth, he turns on Alvin and Simon. He howls from the rooftop, then later lays in bed wide-eyed. His wolf boy silhouette appears over Alvin and Simon as they study the monster book of facts. They turn to the shadow, then run. At the school rehearsal.
More powder, Theodore? Okay,
disaster. They've got Jeanette doing makeup.
Hurry up, Jeanette. I haven't got all day.
Oh, sorry. You can't talk to my sister like that. Oh, I'm so scared.
Theodore, what's happened to you?
Beats me, but I like it.
Well, I don't. It's mean, Theodore.
All right, people. Center! Center! Focus! Before we start the dress rehearsal, I'd just like to say that in all my time in the theater, what is it, going on 8 months now, I don't think I've ever been involved in a production that's as frightening as this one.
He's talking about you.
Now, this is our final dress rehearsal, our last chance to find the magic. Okay, from the top. Oh, bravo, bravo! Great job, kids! I will see you tomorrow night. Hey!
I am, like, so confused. Theodore was always the sweet one.
What about me?
You're the smart one.
And me?
You're the other one.
Eleanor! Eleanor, wait!
What?
How'd you like to walk home with me?
Oh, brother.
During a full moon, Theodore, as a werewolf, is tearing a book with his jagged teeth.
Theodore, drop it. Great. Another textbook I have to pay for.
Aw, don't be too hard on him. He's just a little puppy.
Theodore! Bad doggy! Bad doggy!
Alvin pulls a sock from Theodore's mouth and crashes into a bookshelf.
Remember, Alvin, he's just a puppy. Maybe we could rent him out to a circus.
Fun game.
Simon, before we do something we regret, let's seek professional advice.
Alvin holds the Monster Facts book.
Bye, boy!
Alvin locks werewolf Theodore in the bathroom. Theodore pulls toilet paper from its roll, then slides into the wash basin. He sniffs a toothbrush, then, pulling it out of its chipmunk mug, swishes it around his mouth. He growls at himself in the mirror, pulls his fur, and stares glum-faced at his reflection. Night. A sign on a telecommunications tower reads, Home of Madame Rhea. Alvin and Simon walk to a stage door at the bottom of the tower.
Alvin, what makes you think she'll be here this late? Because she does a midnight movie.
They walk into a quiet, dark room.
Not tonight, she doesn't. Let's go.
Hold on a second. Hey, look!
A crystal ball.
Oh, this is so cool!
Oh, spirit, can you hear me?
What do you want? You okay, kid? I didn't mean to startle you. I was just under the table looking for my keys.
We need to see Madame Rhea. It's an emergency.
Yeah, well, you're lucky you caught me.
You? You're Madame...
Normally, I would have gone home hours ago. What do you want?
It's about our brother.
He means uncle.
Did I say brother? That's the stress talking. I mean our distant, twice-removed uncle. We need your advice.
Well, I've already missed my butt master class. Come to my dressing room. A werechipmunk is unusual, but not unheard of. Of course, it's different from a human werewolf. For one thing, your brother, or your uncle twice removed, is already closer to the primitive animal state.
Simon, do we resent that?
Alvin, please.
So that's why he changes every night, not just during the full moon.
This is true. Always when I miss a class, I pig out instead.
I thought werewolves were mean, but he acts just like a puppy.
Oh, for now. But the power of the werewolf is a terrible thing and can overcome the sweetest of creatures, turning them deadly. You know, I had a hamster once.
That's actually why we came here. He's out of control.
Doesn't surprise me.
There's got to be a cure for being a werewolf, right?
Oh, of course. For one thing, you can shoot him with a silver bullet.
Shoot him? But then, wouldn't he be,
dead? Yeah, but he'd be cured.
Isn't there any other way?
Well, you could pop him with something silver, like a cane.
Told ya. how hard?
Hard enough to...
I got it. Please don't say it. All right, yes. But is there any cure that ends up with the werewolf alive?
Most people don't want the werewolf alive.
But this is our baby brother. I mean, uncle. Baby uncle.
Yeah, I know. Very sad. Okay, well, I gotta go.
She sees Alvin's jumper.
Your name? It's Alvin, yes?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, you owe me $13.95 for the Monster Book of Monster Facts.
Oh, right. Simon?
Simon hands over dollar notes to Madame Rhea, then leaves with Alvin.
Oh, Theodore is doomed.
Come on, boys. Don't look so blue. I bet you if you bop him with the silver thing while he's still a puppy, you won't have to bop him so hard. However, you gotta do it before the next full moon.
The next full moon? But why?
Well, after that, he'll become a full-fledged werewolf.
And quite beyond your power to help.
Morning. Alvin's reading an almanac.
Stages of the moon. Stages of the moon. Here we are. Oh, no. Simon, the next full moon is tomorrow, the same night as the school play. Did you hear me? Our little brother's probably going to turn into a growling, drooling, flesh-eating monster. Hello? Quit your babbling. I am trying to study this blood sample of Theodore's. Oh, yeah. Where'd you get it? From the shirt he was wearing when that dog bit him. There's something weird about his blood. I'd like to compare it to a normal sample. Here we go. Mr. Talbot's. Let me see.
The slide drops.
Wonderful, Alvin. Now you've contaminated the samples. Well, excuse me for living. That's odd. Theodore's blood. It seemed to... Hey, Simon, I've got it! Look! But Alvin, I'm right in the... Mr. Talbot. If only we could get his cane. Oh, please, Alvin. He never puts it down.
They watch Mr. Talbot, who puts his cane to one side as he unlocks his front door.
Ha-ha! Who's the dumb brother now?
In the garden, Dave's kneeling on the lawn, pulling out weeds from a flower bed. Behind him, Theodore pops out of a hole he's dug in the lawn, then scampers away. Alvin appears from behind a tree, scurries toward Mr. Talbot's house, and swipes Mr. Talbot's cane from the porch. Theodore scampers around the lawn like a puppy, then dives headfirst into a bush, sniffing around. Alvin's about to strike him with the silver end of Mr. Talbot's cane.
I can't do it. But it is for his own good. No, I can't.
Alvin trips.
Hey! What'd you do that for? Theodore, please, don't. Don't, Theodore. Oh.
The cane accidentally hit Theodore's head. He breaks it.
Now, where is my cane?
Alvin runs into Dave.
Alvin!
Yes, Dave? Apologize to Mr. Talbot?
And offer to pay for the cane. Although I still don't understand why you were using his cane to defend yourself from... What was it?
A giant gopher.
And you're sure that's the story you want to go with?
Why? Do you have a better one?
Well, I always prefer the truth.
I can't go to Mr. Talbot's, Dave. Tonight's the school play. Yeah, that's right. And I've got the most important part. Oh, right. That's probably why they call it Dr. Jekyll and his butler. Okay, you want the truth?
Oh, I don't know if I can handle the truth.
Mr. Talbot gives me the creeps. One of you ripped off his head, and there was an alien underneath. Or he smiled and had these big vampire teeth. Or...
Alvin, please, please, enough. Now, since you told me the truth, you go on ahead. I'll apologize for you. And I'll get to the play just as soon as I can.
Oh, thank you, Dave. You're a lifesaver.
What an imagination.
Dave raps on Mr. Talbot's werewolf door knocker.
Yes? Oh, Mr. Seville. I was just going out.
Mr. Talbot, I'm afraid I've got some bad news. It seems that Alvin was, well...
Perhaps you should come in. But make it fast.
Outside the school...
Buongiorno, studiente!
Mr. Rochelle arrives in a tuxedo and red cape. People take their seats in the auditorium. Eleanor is in her costume and pacing backstage.
Oh, Theodore, I'm so nervous. I can't remember any of my lines.
Oh, don't sweat it. They'll be looking at me.
Oh, Gag. Did you and Alvin switch bodies or something? He wishes.
Mr. Talbot.
Mr. Seville, do you realize that this cane is a family heirloom?
Well, I'm not surprised. The workmanship here is really
This handle was made from the silver bullets fired at my grandfather by angry villagers.
Ah, oh, I mean, that is special. What did he do to make them so angry, if you don't mind my asking?
Not at all. Perhaps in a few minutes, I'll show you. But first, suppose you tell me what happened.
Oh, for the love of... Tell me that Ziegfeld started... Hello?
Ladies and gentlemen, madames et messieurs... On behalf of the drama department of Clyde C. Crash Cup Elementary, I welcome you to our little play.
Yes, a packed house.
Hey, bro, the moon's out early tonight. Out of my way.
A full moon.
Alvin, he's right.
So sit back, relax, and prepare to be terrified. As we present...
Alvin, we can't let Theodore out of our sight.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde!
Their trousers are down.
All right.
Giant gophers?
Well, giant is a relative term. They probably look bigger to a chipmunk than a big fellow like you. I can certainly understand your anger. For the record, though, Alvin is very sorry. As a matter of fact, he was too scared to come over tonight. But I told him you were a civilized, reasonable guy.
Mr. Talbot's turned into a wolfman.
Of course, I could be wrong. Now listen, Talbot.
You're a... Wow.
the school play.
No one must learn my horrible secret that I, kind, beloved Dr. Henry Jekyll, have perfected a formula which can turn me into the evil, cruel Mr. Hyde!
Simon drinks the potion.
I'm changing!
Theodore's turned into a wolf boy. Dave holds Mr. Talbot's cane.
Stay back! This thing's silver! I've seen all those movies. You hate silver!
Wolfman Talbot backs away and trips over a chair. Dave runs out.
I've got to get to the school and warn the kids!
Wolfman Talbot leaps out. Eleanor's on stage with Theodore.
Oh, Henry! Henry! Are you here?
Say your line! You know, no, my dear. Go on! Theodore, this isn't funny!
You rang, sir.
Theodore throws Alvin into a pot.
What? You didn't ring?
That does it!
Simon to Alvin.
We've got to do something. Stall him. I've got an idea.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness! What happened? I feel as if I've awakened from a dream.
More like a nightmare!
Mr. Rochelle frantically flicks through his script. Dave catches his breath at a lamppost.
Oh, no! I'm leading him right to the kids! No!
Dave hits his head on the lamppost and falls to the ground. He's out cold.
Oh, that Theodore! He's such an animal!
Wolfman Talbot spots Eleanor at the play.
But that was just the beginning. Hold on to your hats. Then I added H2SO4 for body. Pretty surprising, huh?
Oh, Henry, I'm here at last! I missed my bus.
Eleanor's on a swing.
Oh, just because Theodore's being a jerk doesn't mean I can let everybody else down.
The show must go on. So, I said to myself, I must go see Henry and that handsome butler of his. I can't leave him there all alone with my twin sister.
What are you doing here?
Me? Oh, I just flew in from Akron. Yes, that's it. I'm a stewardess, so I fly free.
By the way, that's not makeup. Theodore's a werewolf.
Wolf boy Theodore slides down a rope.
Twin brother, who I've heard so much about.
Theodore chases after Alvin and Eleanor, then bumps into Brittany, who's in her tree costume.
Hey!
She bashes him with her leaves.
Oh, I'm shaking in my roots.
Brittany looks up at the giant figure of Wolfman Talbot. She faints.
Hurry!
Eleanor and Alvin hide backstage.
Hey, what am I doing? It's only Theodore. Now listen here, Theodore. Oh, boy. That looks like Talbot's cane. Mr. Talbot! knew it!
Talbot's cane breaks in his hand.
Yes, of course! You're saying that your formula was so powerful, it actually split you into two people.
It sounds ridiculous, I know.
Yes, that's right. And then some of the formula splashed on me, the tree. And now I can talk and sing and dance.
Why bother? Oh, it's over. It's so over. I would eat.
I'll get you another cane.
Wolfman Talbot chases after Alvin. Eleanor, who's also running, is wearing the amulet necklace.
Theodore, please!
As Alvin backs away, his leg catches in the coiled rope for a stage weight.
Why, I remember when I first thought of that formula. I was on a train. Did I say train? I meant cruise.
Yes, that was the voyage when you brought me over from Budapest. I'm such a cute, innocent little twig. Theodore, don't you know me?
The crystal amulet shines in Theodore's eyes.
Oh, Theodore, it's beautiful.
Beautiful, beautiful.
He shakes out of a flashback. He backs away.
Theodore, wait! I can help you! Why, it's your twin brother! Again!
Talbot appears. Theodore circles him. The two werewolves tussle along the stage floor. Theodore bites Talbot's paw. Talbot backs away, then falls off the stage. The werewolf transforms back into Mr. Talbot. Dizzy wolf boy Theodore holds his head, then falls to the ground. His eyes rove, and he holds his head in his paw as he changes back. The audience gasps.
Oh, bro! Oh,
I don't believe what I'm seeing. How did he do that?
Brittany bows. The curtain closes on her leaves.
Thanks! Ow!
Theodore massages his head.
What happened? You saved my life, Theodore.
You don't remember anything about being a werewolf? Okay, time out. I don't understand. Allow me. Mr. Talbot bit Theodore and turned him into a werewolf. Then, when Theodore bit him back, it reversed the process and cured them both. Well, that's clear. Hey, we're a hit! And I'm missing all the applause.
Alvin takes a bow.
Thank you.
Dave rubs his head.
Oh, where am I? The school. Mr. Talbot.
A banner at a school party reads, Jekyll and Hyde Rap Party.
I hear you. The whole twin thing, right? Yeah. What I wanted to do was explore man's duality, okay? The good and evil within us all. Those are pigs in a blanket, aren't they? Can I please have a couple? Ooh, thank you.
Here you are at last. Children! Children!
Principal Milliken bangs on the DJ's table.
Children!
They turn to her.
Ah,
like to make an announcement. Tonight is my last night as your principal. Aww.
Aww. Suck-ups.
I'm taking a less stressful job driving trucks loaded with nitroglycerin over rickety bridges in South America. But before I go, I'd like to introduce your new principal, Mr. Lawrence Talbot.
Hello. I've already had the pleasure of meeting some of you.
Oh, my gosh! There he is!
I've had the opportunity to meet and become acquainted with many more.
Dave! No!
Don't hit him, or we'll have detention for a year!
Get behind me, boys! That man's a...
No! No, he's not!
But I saw him with my own...
100% right. And he was then, but he isn't anymore.
Yeah, but he's...
Take a deep breath, Dave. Theodore took care of it.
Theodore beat up a werewolf?
He doesn't need to know everything, does he?
Dave hugs Theodore.
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure, I think.
Theodore.
Oh, gosh, what do I have to do to get some attention around here? Grow fangs?
Eleanor.
I've got a better idea.
The chipmunks and the chipettes perform.
Children, please. Nothing too wild.
Us wild?
If it wasn't you and it wasn't me, then what in the wide, wide world could it be? All you do was scream and shout and jump right out of your skin. Don't be crying out loud. Come on and take my hand and you will understand. Oh, baby, everything's gonna be all right. Don't you be afraid when things go bump in the night. No how, no way, no where. But sometimes late at night, we still get a little scared. You want to scream and shout and jump right out of your skin. Don't be crying out loud. Come on and take my hand and you will understand. Oh, baby, everything's gonna be alright. Don't you be afraid when things go bump in the night. Get closer to me.
Titles appear. Executive producers Ross Bagdasarian and Janice Carmen.
And baby, hold on tight.
Produced and directed by Kathy Castillo.
Gonna be all right.
Screenplay by John Roy. Music by Mark Waters. The Monster Out in You, Everything's Gonna Be All Right, written by Jay Winding. Monks on a Mission, lyrics by William Anderson, Janice Carmen. Music by William Anderson. Featuring the voice talent of Ross Bagdasarian, Janice Carmen. Also featuring Maurice LaMarche, Mr. Talbot the Wolfman, Miriam Flynn, Principal Milliken, Rob Paulson, Mr. Rochelle, April Winchell, Madame Rhea, E.G. Daly, Nathan. Special vocal effects by Frank Welker. Voice direction and casting by Ginny McSwain. Associate producer, Angela Simona. Editor, Jay Bixon.
If it wasn't you and it wasn't me, then what in the wide, wide world could it be?
Credits roll. Copyright 2000 Universal Studios. All rights reserved. Country of first publication, United States of America. Universal Studios is the author of this motion picture for purposes of the Berne Convention and all national laws giving effect thereto. This motion picture is protected under laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. The characters and events depicted in this motion picture are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This film has been described by Deluxe with funding by Universal. Voice by Susan Flory. The planet Earth spins into view. A cartoon airplane with a trail of exhaust zips around it. The smoke turns into words. Universal Cartoon Studios. The plane puts a wing in front of its face, then corrects a backwards-facing R. It turns to us and waves.